Hey, it's Tim Seymour, portfolio manager of the Amplify Seymour Cannabis ETF, ticker CNBS, your ticket to investing in the exciting high-growth cannabis sector. This is the Cannabis Weekly, where we focus you, the investor, in on the news, moving the sector, and our approach to investing across it. Our ETF, CNBS, is an active ETF strategy focusing on the themes we believe are the most important trends and exposure investors should want to be exposed to as cannabis markets continue to grow and evolve. Being active means we're able to invest in real time around these developments rather than waiting for rebalancing or year end. I'm Tim Seymour. I've been investing in cannabis from its early sector days, and combine that with my experience as a portfolio manager in emerging markets and one who invests in new stage asset classes. And the Cannabis Weekly will focus you in on the market, the macro trends for the sector, and of course, our portfolio CNBS. This is the week of May 2nd, and we're coming at you in a week where we are getting earnings coming out. GTI, we'll talk about that in a second. Weedmaps, both names that are core weightings in the portfolio. But first, let's talk about where sentiment meets market expectations as these earnings are coming, and a reset that's going on for all asset classes. And I would just continue to note that cannabis markets are not going to outperform mega cap tech companies that are also getting thrown around. And if you look at a chart of Netflix or PayPal against a chart of GTI, Green Thumb, you're going to see that actually Green Thumb is in many cases held in, and over the last 12 months actually is a chart that is very much like a big cap, maybe even has outperformed some of these tech companies. So if you look at the performance last week, large cap MSOs were down anywhere from 4 to 13%-ish, and the sentiment that took global markets down another leg certainly had cannabis stocks continuing to reel. There's concerns about any real progress happening between now and midterm elections on the federal side and what's new there. Let's just talk about some of the elements of investing in cannabis that investors remain excited about. The addressable market growth and expected retail sales, depending on which analyst you listen to. I can read a note here from Jefferies, who's quoting $43 billion and by 2025 and $71 billion by 2030. And this is all versus $25 billion of where we were at the end of 2021. So realistic scenario puts 2030 as sales of more than $150 billion. And that's something that at least would continue to not only outweigh the falling margin pressure, but obviously as prices come down, top line will continue to grow. Now, we're not ready to write off margins in the sector anytime soon. And I think the dynamic around what keeps multiples depressed is a combination of concern that federal reform, especially around 280E, and that which would make cannabis companies at least able to have a appropriate tax rate, is not something that we can expect to see, I think, change in the next couple months, possibly within the next 12 months. And we would remind investors that we're investing not based upon the expectations of a federal headline. The view that margins falling, combination of falling wholesale prices, combination of just greater efficiencies that are bringing prices down, is something that has, I think, more investors concerned. And where will margins settle in? We continue to believe cannabis will be a high margin CPG sector with significant growth, well in excess, we believe, of almost any other sector out there. And that's your thesis here. So talking about the first quarter earnings season that, as mentioned, will kick off with Green Thumb. They're reporting Wednesday, May 4th after the close. I think they're going to focus on New Jersey and the start of the rec sales market. Anyone we've spoken to that has exposure to New Jersey of the big MSOs has seen a very extraordinary couple weeks since New Jersey finally got their rec stores open. GTI is two of 12 rec stores open and seemingly well positioned in the state. We're going to continue to hear where they project EBITDA margins and where we expect to see their full year 2022 numbers, where the inflection higher as we get into the second half of the year is something that a lot of folks continue to look at. Let's get into some macro. We've talked enough about the federal headset data for April came in. If you look at where we are on a year-over-year basis, down 17% on pricing, down 6.6 on dollar sales. A lot of that, I think we already know. If you look at the BDSA data that has come in and actually is a read-through on March, the industry actually increased 7.9% month over month. So March finishes the first quarter, which was down, but finishes the first quarter on a very, call it a high note. And that's something that I think market participants are continuing to tell the story of some recovery here, very difficult comps coming out of COVID, and then obviously the trends for promotion within the industry, the illicit market that continue to be headwinds. Let's talk about CNBS, down 4.2% on the last five-day rolling. We're watching earnings from GTI, but also Weedmaps after the bell on Wednesday. Want to focus quickly on our way out here on the investor day at Tilray. Last week, Tilray met in front of the analyst community, talked about a target of $4 billion by full year, fiscal year 24, would be a very, very significant achievement and something I think the industry believes is possible. But if you look at current fiscal 22 estimates, most analysts are somewhere between 650 and 700. But let's see. I think the main talking points were about they continue to believe while Canada is struggling, they expect to continue to consolidate that market and be the largest player in one of the largest markets, at least if you think about Canada as a single state relative to other states. It would be right now the second largest state in terms of addressable market sale. It's hard to really push back when Tilray tells you that they're well ahead of others on their international positioning, their German infrastructure supporting significant distribution efforts there. And then ultimately that the U.S. adult use adjacency brands that they've built in the spirits space, Breckenridge Distillery, Sweetwater, et cetera, continue to do well. Manitoba Harvest also continues to be a brand that's being built and where Irwin Simon certainly has a track record for having done that. So we're going to leave you there. Again, this is the Cannabis Weekly for the week of May 2. I'm Tim Seymour. Have a great week.